I'm David Brancaccio. A new report from Swiss Re, one of the largest insurance companies in the world, has dire warnings about climate change. Rising temperatures, higher seas, falling crop yields, and wildfires are also likely to cut into global wealth significantly within 30 years. But the report also says countries could still prevent the worst of this. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
According to the report, in 30 years, climate change could eliminate as much as 14% of the global economic output. Some countries will be affected more than others, says Professor Jason Shogren at the University of Wyoming.
If you're in Africa or in Latin America and your primary engine for your economy is, say, agriculture or forestries or fisheries, you're going to be impacted a lot more by climate.
Even though the U.S. is less vulnerable, it's increasingly plagued by wildfires, droughts, and storms. In fact, Swiss Re says these phenomena are part of why they've adjusted their insurance pricing model. Rising insurance rates are already presenting a major problem for Americans in flood-prone areas. In California, homeowners in areas exposed to wildfires have struggled to even get insurance. Professor Andrew Hoffman at the University of Michigan says Swiss Re's changes will influence other insurers. And he says it shows that climate change isn't about politics, it's about reality.
You know, an insurance company doesn't have a political dog in this fight. They're just looking at the numbers.
The report also found that these scenarios can be managed with global coordination and says this is a, quote, unique opportunity to green economies. Earlier this week at the Leaders Summit on Climate, President Joe Biden committed to cutting emissions by half by the end of this decade, which would require slashing fossil fuel use drastically across the U.S. Professor Amir Jina from the University of Chicago says that's a good start.
The U.S. being back at the table and being ambitious and back at the table is really important rhetorically. The commitments that you make, they need to be backed up by some policy that will actually get us there.
And he's looking forward to hearing what the next steps are. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.